From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. More strong winds have been passing through California, and forecasters say it will be a couple of days before they die down. As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, tens of thousands remain without power from violent wind storms that started last week.
Rampaging winds of near hurricane force uprooted trees, sent tree limbs flying, and knocked power lines to the ground. And as ground crews continue to clean up and restore power to some in Los Angeles, the National Weather Service is warning that Santa Ana winds will continue blowing this weekend. A red flag warning, meaning critical fire weather conditions are expected, is in effect until nearly noon Pacific time over most of Los Angeles and Ventura counties for winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour and low humidity. Fire trucks are being staged in several areas, including Malibu, to protect brush fire-prone parts of western LA County. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Some supporters of businessman Herman Cain are finding themselves looking elsewhere today. Cain is no longer a contender for the GOP presidential nomination. He suspended his campaign this weekend. The end came after several women made allegations of sexual misconduct against him, including one about a week ago who said she had a long-term affair with Cain. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Cain says the allegations are false, but the former Godfather CEO said they cast a doubt over him and his unconventional campaign.
It has paid and had a tremendous, painful price on my family.
Cain has not said who he will endorse in the GOP field, but one backer, Kathy Wagner, says now that Cain is out, she'll probably support another Georgia contender.
If I had to say this very second that I'm standing here, I would probably say Newt.
That's Newt Gingrich, former House Speaker. Gingrich has been steadily gaining in the polls, and political analysts say he may benefit the most from Cain's departure. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Newt Gingrich leads a poll of Iowa Republicans taken by the Des Moines Register. It shows him with support from 25% of likely GOP voters, followed by Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. The Iowa caucuses are scheduled for January 3rd. In college football, a big win by Oklahoma State was marred last night when thousands of fans stormed the field. Emergency medical official Michael Othema says some people were trampled and at least one fell about 15 feet to the concrete.
We had a total of 13 injuries that we treated. Two of those were criticals, and those patients were transported by helicopter to Oklahoma City hospitals.
Oklahoma State fans were celebrating their victory over rival Oklahoma. The Cowboys won the Big 12 championship and made a case for inclusion in the national championship game. President Obama expected to travel to Kansas this week to give a speech about the economy. He's scheduled to speak Tuesday. The White House says he'll talk about how the middle class is facing a make-or-break moment. This is NPR News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is hoping to avoid extradition to Sweden in a legal battle that's lasted almost a year. He's expected to ask judges tomorrow to let him take his case to Britain's Supreme Court. It's the last card he has to play. Lower courts in Britain have already rejected his arguments. Assange has not been charged with any crime in Sweden, but authorities do want to question him regarding sex crime allegations. Police in the western German city of Koblenz have ordered tens of thousands of people to temporarily evacuate homes, hospitals, and more as bomb disposal experts tried to defuse a nearly 2-ton World War II-era British bomb. NPR's Eric Westerveld has details.
6-plus decades after the war, construction crews in Germany still regularly discover World War II-era aerial bombs that did not detonate. This weekend's evacuation in Koblenz is one of the largest of its kind. City officials have ordered some 45,000 people to leave their homes for the day after a 1.8-ton British bomb was found in the Rhine River. The bomb is believed to be part of a group the Royal Air Force called Blockbusters, with this one possibly containing nearly 3,000 pounds of explosive material. A 275-pound U.S. bomb was also found nearby. The bombs were discovered recently after the river's water level dropped substantially due to drought. In addition to residential areas, officials are evacuating nursing homes, hospitals, and a prison as a precaution. Bomb experts hope to defuse the old bombs sometime Sunday. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
Election officials in Egypt have released partial results from the first round of parliamentary voting. The results show two Islamist groups on course to take the most seats in the 498-seat assembly. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.